So we're welcoming back Hannah, because she was so blooming popular on the last podcast we did. I thought I would grab her before she heads off on her travels. We have left it a little bit last minute because you're going tomorrow.
Yeah, I leave in about 12 hours really.
Yes, so we wanted to just come on and chat from Hannah's perspective how she was feeling about this new challenge and leaving home again for the second time. First time was university. Where she went to Manchester for 4 years, and then this is the second time she's leaving me, this time though to go off to the other side of the world for at least a good few, 4 or 5 months.
A bit bigger than Manchester.
A bit bigger and further than Manchester, but we will be tracking you down at some point, but we'll come to that. Obviously I couldn't leave it that long as a mad mother. This episode I'm hoping that we'll cover from a young person's perspective, how she's feeling about the new challenges and going away, leaving home, and you know the whole thing that travelling brings away from her home comforts. And secondly, I'm hoping that we'll get into a little bit how I'm feeling and how we all feel as potential, which is a terrible term, empty nesters. You know, we build our kids up to fly the nest. They do need to rebrand that, I think. It's a bit old fashioned. But now, once when they go, how we are feeling, and do we see it as a dread thing, or is it an opportunity, which is obviously, that's the focus that we're going to talk about, that it's actually an opportunity for us parents and not something to fear. So let's start with Hannah and how you're feeling. You're going in the morning.
Yeah, 6 a.m. leaving for the airport. I am really excited now. I'm nervous, but it's like a good nervous.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. Can't wait to have a new adventure.
Yeah. Exciting?
Yeah, I am excited.
Why are you feeling nervous?
I think just because I'm kind of going into like the unknown. I don't really know what to expect. I'm heading to, I'm going to Dubai first, but really like the start of the travels is when I get to Bali and Indonesia. And obviously so many people go there nowadays, so I've heard stories and heard how amazing it is, but I've not yet experienced that. So I think that's just what I'm nervous for, is that it's completely the other side of the world. Like you said before, I won't be having my home comforts. I'll be surrounded by all these different people from different places around the world. So it's just like, like, how will I cope?
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll cope fine. The actual travelling part, I know, won't faze you because we have done a lot of travelling.
Yeah, like airports don't faze me.
No.
Flying doesn't really faze me, whereas a lot of people struggle with flying, don't they? But
yeah,
I'm lucky that I love to fly.
Yeah, you always have done ever since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Even during turbulence, you were giggling while I was gripping onto
the seat.
Don't
know if I'd be laughing now, but
so in that, you have been through turbulence.
Oh, in Miami.
In Miami.
It was awful.
Yeah. Patrick was staying very quiet as he was watching Flight Radar.
Well, that was Dublin.
Oh, and Dublin.
Yeah.
So you've been through it twice.
Yeah, twice.
But I think you
just need to stay calm and just think you're in the hands of someone else. There's nothing you can do. So there's no point stressing about it. Do you know, like, you can't do anything about it.
No.
You're on the plane. And hopefully the pilot lands safely.
And you just trust the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, actually, Hannah, that attitude does get you far in life and has got you so far in life at such a young age. Do you think it helps that we have travelled together? In fact, you know, unusually, because obviously we were on our own for a good few years. And so it wasn't that traditional family unit of mum, dad, siblings, or, you know, going on, you know, the regular holiday to Greece or Spain or package holidays, that kind of thing. We did it in a less traditional way, didn't we?
Yeah, we did more like experiences and like city breaks, could you probably say?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, because I suppose if you're going on like a big family holiday, there's so many people to rely on. Whereas like when it was just me and you, I probably had more of an opportunity to be like, no, let's do this.
Yeah.
And you were just happy to do whatever made me happy.
Yeah.
But even like in the airport, I suppose it just gave me the chance to be like, wait, what is this? Like,
yeah, ask questions.
Ask questions, because you were probably slightly confused and in some scenarios, which you were like, all you had was to talk to me about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was probably just picking it up as we as we went along and just following Ewan,
yeah,
learning from Ewan how to go through an airport, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I do feel confident about.
Yeah, but also, you know, that's the one thing. Well, it is one of, you know, I was all for distraction when life is hard. And, you know, traveling for me has always been a priority into over material things.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And I'm really pleased that I took that attitude, even though probably some of it was a bit distraction from reality. The outcome has been a building of confidence, hasn't it? And mm-hmm. you creating memories and experiences and us doing that together as a bit of a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, because by the time, I suppose, we'd been on our first few, you were leading the way pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Like in Paris. You didn't have a clue where you were going.
I still don't.
I just took the lead. But yeah. I've always been like that. I like to be in charge.
You do.
Like, or even on day of E, I got my team through.
What's D of E just for
all? I don't actually know. Duke of Edinburgh Awards, forgot what it's standard for then.
Yeah.
And you go into like the middle of nowhere and you've got to get back to like base.
It's this challenge that they put on in schools, yeah, in isn't school. It, for teenagers.
Yeah, but yeah. All you've got is a map, like an olden day map. You didn't have a phone or anything. And I've always loved directions and I think I've got quite like a photographic memory when it comes to directions.
Yeah.
Like, I'll walk past somewhere once and, like, be heading home and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that now.
Yeah,
it's this way,
it.
It's this way.
Yeah.
Like, when I go on holiday with my friends, I'm Google Maps.
I love that. And I know that there is a natural instinct there that is inbuilt in you, but I do think it's what you're exposed to that helps build that resilience. Mm-hmm. And when you're... And I know you won't have a wobble, but if you do have a wobble at all, and in anything in life, actually, you just always think, when have I been in something similar situation before? When have I come out the other side of it? Do you think, hopefully that'll help you, do you think?
Yeah, I think I can stress a bit though and overthink it and try to get it too perfect.
Mm.
So if something maybe isn't going how I planned it to be going in my head, it might stress me out a bit, but I suppose because like I will just be by myself for like the first few weeks anyway, I've got to get on with it.
You're actually really organised. So I know that comes from a bit of, you know, you like to have control, mm-hmm. you like to take the lead, but being in that leadership role or being in that sense, having that sense of control, actually, it means you've got to be organised and have everything in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so whilst you've been saving up and working really hard, you know, juggling a few different jobs,
yeah.
You did take some time off in the last couple of weeks because you knew that you had, for your own sense of self, some people could just pack a bag and take off, but that's not Hannah, is it?
No, I've probably been packing for about 4 weeks.
Well, that's an exaggeration, but maybe two.
I don't think it is.
Really?
Like ordering things.
Yeah.
Like that. They were all going into Hugo's room.
Yeah.
Everything that was arriving, that was probably sat there for 2 weeks before I even started.
But you basically just took everything out your wardrobe and you actually did tidy your wardrobes as
well.
Yeah,
I had a big clear out
because
I just thought I want to come back to a semi-cleanish room. Obviously, there is still a few junk drawers, but everyone needs like a drawer that just has loads of rubbish in.
Yeah, I've got a few of those.
But a lot of them I've cleared out. Yeah, that was for me just kind of like...
It's like a mindset, isn't
it,
really?
Yeah, I suppose so. But it just felt like I was kind of cleaning everything out and then going on my new journey, and then when I come back it'll be nice and refreshed and I won't come back to like a room full of clothes that I don't wear anymore. Or,
I think that's quite symbolic actually.
Mm.
I do, because they talk about being, I'm not saying you're minimalist, but actually they do say it's the, you know, getting rid of old stuff is actually really helps you psychologically.
Yeah, because this was like a new chapter, it felt quite nice to be like, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that. Clothes that I had in like when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I am quite a hoarder because I do tend to wear things that I've had for like years and years, but I just thought, no, it's been in my wardrobe too long, now I'll give it to charity.
Yeah.
And all my drawers are now clear. No crap in them, if yeah. I can say that.
No, you can say that.
Yeah,
but you sold a few things to help, and it's gone towards your savings, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Most of it has gone to charity, though.
Yeah, just because I can't be bothered. Otherwise, it's just in your room anyway. Yeah. You don't actually clear out if you sell stuff because you've got to keep them in order to sell them. And I don't really like that aspect of selling clothes.
So what else have you done in the last couple of weeks, apart from get yourself organised for the trip? What's been on your mind?
Probably just seeing people. I was very conscious of seeing people before I left. Friends that obviously live around the corner from me, but we've all got our day-to-day busy lives. A lot of them work now. And because I was working weekends mostly, that's when they were off, so it was hard to see them. So I hadn't really seen a lot of them a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to finish work a bit early, so I could see people. And then one of my friends lives in London, Kirsten, so I went down to see her. And I probably wouldn't have done that. I would have done it at some point, but I probably wouldn't have done it as soon.
You'd have put it off.
As I had, yeah. Just because it's getting your ticket to London and, oh, I'll do it at some point.
Mm.
But I made, like, the conscious effort to see people and see people I worked with at Adidas. And, yeah, it was lovely. It was nice to catch up. Because it was, like, it was sort of an excuse to see people again when I probably didn't need to see them.
Yeah.
Right at this.
But it's lovely that you prioritise that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, that's you and your values, because you've got very close friends, haven't you?
Yeah.
And again, action creates momentum. So because you're going away, you've then thought, okay, and you've got this date in the diary, and you've literally listed out, you were literally like, Mum, okay, you need to tell me what's going on, because I need to fit in X, Y, and Z. So again, it's another life lesson, isn't it? They say you fill the time with what you've got.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a full diary as I did.
In terms of social life, seeing people,
because usually I'd rather just stay in. As sad as that sounds, like, no, sometimes it's nice. I like to just chill and stay in and stuff. Obviously, it's nice to go out sometimes, but I was out, I think, consecutively for like four nights, and I would never do that usually, but that was the only time that I could see everyone. And yeah, I literally said to you, I was like, I'm doing this day, seeing this person this day.
And I was literally writing in the diary.
Even though you still got one of them wrong and booked something.
Always. I'm your PA. I've been your life PA.
But then I said,
you cannot complain.
I told you that I was busy this day, so I can't come.
That's your favourite line to me, Hannah. I told you.
Yeah.
I'll miss that.
You just didn't write it down.
Are you going to miss telling me that?
Yeah, I've told you this. Yeah.
You couldn't write that, could you? Are you going to miss telling me that you've told me? Yeah, I've already told you that.
You will as well.
I will, yes. So you're leaving me again. So you left, you went off to, how dare you? You went off to university. How dare you grow up? You went off to uni in 2021.
Yeah, but I feel like I didn't really leave you then.
No,
I think this is a lot different because... Manchester's what with no traffic, like where I was living, 35 minutes away from us on like a good day, 40 minutes. I was home most weekends.
Yeah.
I just wasn't like living in the house, whereas this time I'm however many tens of thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
With over 8 hours plus more time difference.
Mm.
It's not like we can just
I can't just get to you you can't just come home.
So I think it's a lot different. But so many people do it.
Yeah.
And it's normal now for people to want to go travelling probably much more than it was.
Yeah. Do you think COVID had a lot to do with that, or social media?
Probably more social media, but also you've got people called like digital nomads now, which probably came from COVID because people were working from home and people realised that they could work from wherever they needed to in the world, which has made people then go travelling.
Yeah.
So that probably a bit of both, like each of them has impacted the other.
Yeah.
Because we met these people when I was in Sri Lanka in February. There was a couple and they'd lived in Italy, France, Spain, Greece, and they were now in Sri Lanka and they were working and that's what they were doing, but they were traveling at the same time.
Yeah.
And that came from COVID because people realised that they could work from home.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that anything that's something that's on your mind? Having that balance. Living away.
And... I think I am too, I don't know what the word is, but I like sort of a routine, and I don't think that I would thrive as well as I probably would if I had like an office to go to or like a base.
Yes.
And I like to speak to people.
I like to be part of a team.
Yeah. I like to be face to face. And I don't know if I could do that from wherever in the world.
Yeah.
I could definitely work in like a bar or on a beach on Sydney in Bondi, do you know what I mean? But I don't think I could have like a proper corporate, like say social media job.
Yeah.
By myself or working for a company that are based
where
in
you don't see anybody.
Shanghai or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be good for my mental health.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. It'd be interesting to see what you say when you come back.
Yeah, because I'd probably be surrounded by so many people who do that.
Yeah, you'll be more exposed to it, won't you?
Probably be like, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. So do you feel like you're going to be, I mean, I feel like we're doing it, the way I'm sort of getting through it is I feel like we're on like going to be on like a parallel path of change and transition, and we need to both sort of move through that change. You're going to be, you know, moving away. You're away from home, you're away from your comforts, your familiar surroundings, which, you know, is really important to you. And while you're away, I've got to get used to you not being here, because you have been home, living at home for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Once you came back from Manchester. Yeah,
it virtually is a year,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And we've got used to that again. I've got used to you just coming down in your PJs looking all groggy and, you know, getting you. And, you know, and we had a little snuggle the other night. Not that we don't snuggle, but I got into bed. We fell asleep. And
yeah.
That was nice. And but again, it made me do that because I knew you were going. And that was really nice. Not that we would do that all the time, but it was just, you were like really surprised when you woke up and I was still there.
Yeah, but you've never really slept through the whole night.
No.
Like you were still there at like, what, 8:30, whereas usually you'd wake up at like 5 and you probably would have gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I thought, what time is it? Thinking it's 5.
I know.
But it was...
I actually did wake up. I just went back to sleep because, again, having that moment of thinking, oh, you're not going to be here.
Yeah,
I
want to
do. I'm going to make the most of it. Yeah, so that from a focus perspective, that's been really nice.
So, how do you think you're going to feel? How are you going to cope without me being?
How do you
here?
Think I'm going to feel?
I think you'll obviously be upset and you'll miss me.
Yeah,
but I think you'll be also very excited for me, and then also you are coming out.
Yes.
Bali.
Oh, yes.
On the 11th. So I think you're just going to be like looking forward to that and just counting down the days to see me.
See
no,
again.
but for me.
Yeah, probably.
Like I know when you're coming out, so I know when I'm going to see you. Whereas when we leave each other and I go to Sydney and you stay in Bali for like a week or 10 days or so, I think that'll probably be harder for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know an exact date I'm coming home.
Yeah. And I'm not allowed to follow you, am I?
No. Not allowed to come anywhere near Sydney, the east coast of Australia.
Be like that. Hiya! No, I promise I won't do that. I've actually, for me to cope, I've been thinking, okay, I know it is different, Manchester's down the road, but just having a little think before we just jumped on this podcast was, I was thinking, when you went to Manchester, you did leave home.
No, yeah.
I know it was only down the road, but you did leave home. And, you know, we are incredibly close. And I'm so used to, you know, you just being in very, very close to me and in my life physically and mentally and all that kind of the bonding that we have. And I realised that it was in 2021, and that's when I launched the podcast. And I think looking back, I did it subconsciously, because I knew I needed
a distraction
and I needed a fresh start post lockdown. Obviously I was doing some self work and looking at myself and making these changes, but actually I do think part of that was knowing that you were growing up, mm-hmm. and we're going to move out and move on.
You
and
need create, something else create, to focus on.
Create your own path, need something else to focus on.
Yeah.
And I do think that's what a lot of parents go through. Because, you know, you're bringing somebody up for like 20 years, they are your focus. It can be sad, when they move out and you're flailing a little bit. I don't know whether that's why the emptiness, I felt like I was flapping a little bit. And I was thinking, I've got to just calm myself down, take a deep breath and actually get excited to have more time for me.
Yeah.
And this is nothing against the children or you. This is just how I chose to parent, was to be hands on, to be there for you, to be fully supportive. And I literally moved my life around us being together, you know, for that, especially certainly those 5 years that we were on our own together. So launching the podcast was like a big thing for me, and I've still got it, which is nice.
Yeah. So what are you going to do
So when you go, I think I'm hoping, well, obviously, is to step up more with my coaching. So I have been coaching and I've got some really nice, lovely clients, but I do think I can probably fit more in. I think I can get my guests back on. I've mentioned it a million times, but I've procrastinated with that. We want to up our game in terms of maybe some new technology, extra cameras, that kind of thing. So I think I've got plenty to have a go at.
To focus on.
Yeah. So while you're learning and growing and transitioning, I feel like I'm going to be doing the same. And I think that's what a lot of parents need to do when their kids move out and are creating their own path.
So we can look back at this podcast in, let's say, April.
Oh, you challenging me, aren't you?
And then you can compare what you've just said to where you're at in April.
Patrick
holding you
to account.
Accountability.
Yeah, you're my life coach, really, aren't you? You actually are, because you do call me out when I don't do stuff I say I'm going to do.
Just do it.
We won't say JFDI.
What does that mean?
Or just do it is Nike, isn't it?
Yeah, what's JFDI?
Do you know, I've never heard of JFDI?
No. Oh, just a thing.
Do it.
Yeah. JFDI.
Okay. You actually won't be remotely bothered about what I'm doing while you're away, I don't think. You'll just be bothered about the dogs.
I'll obviously be bothered, about you. But other things will be on my mind.
Yeah, well, you'll be busy, won't you?
Yeah. Very busy.
Meeting new people, having, new experiences.
And because, of the time difference.
Yeah.
And because I will be so busy, there'll only be, a few hours in the day that we'll get to, chat and stuff, and you'll probably be more bothered about what I'm doing and what I'm up to than...
Yeah, I'm excited.
The other way around.
Yeah, I'm excited to get the photographs and...
So many photographs.
Live vicariously through you. I'm going to have to clear my phone of my 55 million photos, so I've got room for 55 million more.
We've also got, which is probably a good thing, so they're not all on your phone. Uncle John and Auntie Laurie got me a frame, and it's so clever. So it's like a digital photo frame, and I can send pictures to it. So my mum will obviously have it plugged in the kitchen, I'm guessing you're going to have it. And I can send pictures to it from wherever I am in the world. And once it hits, the photo frame, it'll go, da-da-da-da-da, which means a new photo's arrived.
Yeah.
So then when you hear it, you can be like, oh, there's new photos.
Yeah,
and then you
really
can
nice.
Go over and see it.
Yeah, especially with the time difference. Because you might be doing it from bed, or you're just about to go to sleep or something.
And it'll just be like a nice surprise for you.
So that's a nice tip, isn't it? And you know what? I can't complain, and we can't complain when our kids move away or wherever they go, because we've got technology. A lot of people slate technology, and the advances of technology is a whole different topic. But actually the benefits of technology are that you can keep in touch at the press of a button. When I went away, when I went travelling... There was none of that. When I was your age, literally my poor mum, it was reverse the chargers in the middle of nowhere. And... send a postcard if you went on.
I think I will probably send a postcard just to keep forever and stuff. like, I like the idea of going to buy a postcard and sending it and not knowing when it's going to arrive.
I think postcards might come back, you know.
I think they sort of have.
Have they?
Especially when you're travelling.
Yeah.
Because it's nice.
Yeah.
Like, Grace sends them to...
Oh, does she?
Yeah, I think she sent a few to her granddad.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Or she... Or no,
so
I think...
So Grace is your friend who works for Emirates.
Who lives in Dubai,
and she lives in Dubai. She's travelling the world, isn't she?
I think she was collecting them and then gave them... to her granddad.
Oh, he'd be delighted with that. Certainly the older generation, but I think we like to have something physical now, don't we? Because everything's online. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice idea. So tell us, before we wrap up, top tips for anyone who is looking to pack a bag and take off and go travelling.
Top tips. Well, I've bought a backpack with wheels. That's probably not a top tip, but it's also an option, because everyone says get a backpack, and then loads of other people go, just get a suitcase, like, it's so much easier. But I've gone, like, completely in the middle, where I've got a backpack but I can also wheel it along, and as I've actually gradually packed that backpack, I've realized I probably will be wheeling it along majority of the time, just because it's so heavy. I think that it's just nice to have that option to wheel it.
Yeah, the packing cubes as
well. Yeah, and then I was going to say the packing cubes, but I feel like everyone has them nowadays.
Well, maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
But you can get ones with, like, the double zip, so you, like, zip them up, and then you can zip them up again, which, like, compacts the actual...
Yeah, and you've put all different... Cube. You've separated everything out, haven't you?
Yeah, separated everything out. And then shower filter.
Yeah.
Bought one of them for my hair, whether or not it works.
Because
only time will tell.
Is it only barley you'll need that for?
I think barley's quite bad for the water.
Yeah.
But I think most places in Southeast, hard metals.
Yeah.
But it's not just for my hair. It says your skin can go quite bad from.
Okay.
And I've suffered with my skin, so anything that'll...
Yeah, prevent.
Prevent.
You've had your jabs, haven't you?
Yeah. You get one in school, though, it's tetanus, and that lasts you for 10 years, so I think you get that in year 9. And I'd forgot about that, to be honest, and I've got, obviously, a few years left of that. Yeah. So I only needed Hep A and typhoid. Obviously, there is other ones that you can get for certain places where you're going in the world, but... they're the main ones that you need, and I just decided against the others.
Yeah, and then entering into Bali, again, there has been quite a bit to do, hasn't there,
before you actually fly. So actually, it's quite interesting. A lot of places in Southeast Asia you don't need a visa for. You just sort of need to fill in, like, a card or, like, a document to let them know that you're actually going to be leaving the country. That they want you to tell them where you're going next. You're not just going to stay in the Philippines for 5 months. Yeah. So a lot of them, you can either just be there for 30 days and just fill something out when you arrive, or you've got to do something like 72 hours before you arrive and then show that when you're going through, like, customs. Or, like, Vietnam, I think, is 45 days. So, yeah, it depends where you're going. But for Bali, because I'm staying there the longest, I think it's about 6 weeks I'll be there. It's over 30 days, but you still needed a 30-day visa to do that beforehand online. I think you can do it at the airport, but everyone says do it before, otherwise you're just waiting in queues and stuff. But because I'm staying longer than 30 days, I had to get, I think it was like a C1 visa it was called, so a 60-day visa. And I had to show, like, bank statements from the past 3 months, which was all just a bit of a faff.
Mm.
And that took about 8 days. I've just had it accepted.
Literally, as we were coming
through here, I was like, my visa's been approved.
We kept going, Hannah, have you heard anything?
Yeah, I was quite relaxed about it. Yeah. I think if I was going to Bali tomorrow, I would have been stressing, but because I'm not actually going to be in Bali until next Tuesday, I was kind of quite chilled about it.
So you're seeing your friends first, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm in Dubai first, which is nice for 4 days. But yeah, you just need to check. Like, I've written a list of each place I'm potentially going to be going and the visa requirements for them, just so I know beforehand.
And you've got extra copies of your passport. So again, printing stuff off. Yeah. Don't rely on everything being on your phone, just in case.
Anything stolen, or it might be dead and you can't charge it. So I've got 2 copies of my passport, 1 copy of my travel insurance, and then I actually went and had to get a new passport anyway because I had a stain on it, but that's another story. So I had to go and get a new one, so a new passport picture taken, but I actually got copies because they say sometimes if you get a visa on arrival, you need obviously a little passport picture so that you can stick onto the visa. And I probably would have needed that if I hadn't have done my Bali visa online.
Yeah. These are great tips. Yeah. So if you know anyone who's heading off travelling, send them this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just, but it has been a big learning process, hasn't it?
That's what I mean. Obviously, a lot of people don't have like time off before they go travelling because they need to work up until they go.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to have had that time off. It was like, I think
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. And I needed it. I've learned so much about how much time and effort sort of goes into preparing for a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, which is what it's going to be.
Yeah, and I could have learned all this on the go in terms of the visas, but I know now and there's just one less thing I need to think about when I'm there.
Brilliant. It is. And I'm so proud of you. I've said it before. I say it every day. But I am, again, just watching you learn all these new things, put them into action. It's been like a strategic plan, hasn't it? In terms of making sure that everything is on point and everything's to hand, packing your bag, taking things out. We had a day, didn't we? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
And I've taken a lot of toiletries, but...
You're a Liverpool girl?
I'm a Liverpool girl. And you just don't know what you can get there and what you can't, so you need to be prepared.
Yeah. They were priority actually over the clothes, I think, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I was packing my makeup bag before and I've seen everyone be like, all you need is like concealer and mascara. No. But also,
we'll see if that changes.
No, but I think I will get fed up of looking like a scruff. Like, I will, I think I will one day be like, no, you know what? I want to put a bit of effort in and put some nice makeup on.
Yeah, but you do look beautiful natural, Hannah.
No,
I know that.
But it's not about what other people, it's how you feel
in yourself. Yeah.
Like, if I'm just feeling a bit like, oof, or like my hair is going to be dead frizzy.
Or if you're having a bit of a down day. I mean, we all know. Well, I certainly do. If you're having a bit of a down, there's nothing better than just putting a bit of makeup on and making yourself feel better about yourself.
And
you do it for yourself, not for other people, don't you?
And that's why I've taken like a blush, a bronzer, a highlighter, some eyeshadow.
Yeah. Watch when we get there in mid-December.
Yeah.
You'll be just
No, we'll go for a blow dry.
Absolutely.
A £6 blow dry, hopefully.
Well, we need to wind up because you've got things to do.
Yeah, nails to get painted.
Nails to get painted and spaghetti bolognese for dinner.
And garlic bread,
which was a special request. It's like being an I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before you leave, what's your favourite meal? Mm-hmm. So, and you've had beans on toast for lunch.
With lots of cheese.
Another top tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, have all your favourite foods before you go. Mm-hmm. So thank you for popping on again. I hope that was useful for everybody. Interesting. It's a point in Hannah's life and my life that we've captured today. So there's going to be no tears tomorrow, is there?
Hopefully not. Happy tears only.
Happy tears only.
Yeah.
So we're going to the airport very early.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Yes.
Get there, say goodbye, and then I'm off.
Yeah, I'm... Very excited for you, Hannah. We've had a few tears this week, just little ones.
Yeah, baby ones.
Yeah. But I think it's that feeling of excitement, isn't it? And it's lovely that you're going to miss home, but we will still be here when you come back.
Yeah, and I'll see you in Bali.
And you'll see us in Bali.
In five weeks,
yes.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. And we're going to meet up with family there as well. So
yeah,
it's really exciting. And some friends too. So we didn't talk about your new mug, but here's to you, Hannah.
Cheers.
And your new chapter. So it was Life Chapters at 22. I don't know what we're going to call this one, but here's to your new chapter
from
23.
Thanks for having me.
Lots of love. Love you.
Love you.